PitchBook, the financial data firm, says that venture capitalists in this country put $100 million into retail automation startups in each of the past couple of years, and that's up from $64 million in 2015. Does that tell you that we're well on the way to seeing big changes in the retail experience?
Oh, I think we're due for it. If you think about grocery shopping as the traditional retail experience, it hasn't changed too much in the last 20 years. So I would think maybe by the mid-2020s, we'll start to see some pretty big changes.
Okay, speaking of the grocery experience, self-checkout kiosks have been pretty common in supermarkets and other stores for years. Kroger is using sensors and predictive analytics tools to know when more cashiers will be needed. What sorts of new automation or artificial intelligence technologies do you anticipate coming to stores in the near term?
So some of this stuff will come is sort of going to be related to what's happened in the past. So as Kroger and many grocery stores influence or introduce the self-checkout lanes, we're going to have more self-checkout devices. So where people won't have to go to a lane and they'll be able to check out on their phone, or they'll be able to pick up a handset when they enter the store. And so they'll never have to see a cashier as they leave the store. But it goes further than that. A lot of stores are using this automation to really help them keep the aisle stocked, make sure they're giving consumers what they need. For instance, I've heard of other grocery stores that are starting to mount cameras on their carts that'll be able to take pictures of all the aisles as customers walk down them and alert them if a box of cereal is out of stock so they can replace that quickly.
Wow. So going to that Amazon Go shop in Seattle, it has cameras near the ceiling and sensors in the shelves that help automatically tally the cookies and the chips and the soda or whatever that you remove and put into your bag. And then the shopper's account is charged as you walk out the door. So not much human interaction, if any at all. Is that healthy?
It depends on who you ask. So I think some of the metrics I've seen, millennials, younger people are going to love this type of a retail experience where it's in and out and they don't really see people. But other generations aren't really going to respond well to this. So it's really going to depend on who you ask.
And maybe an extension of that, now Amazon and other online retailers who already know what we buy online and what we watch, now they're going to know just how we move about in their stores. And that seems kind of invasive, a little creepy. Should it feel that way?
Well, I agree with you. I think it feels a little bit invasive, and I can understand how it might feel creepy. From a researcher, though, it's really exciting if you think you can understand sort of what drives people to different purchases and how different things they might encounter interact with their later purchase preferences. So from a data standpoint, I can understand consumers being a little apprehensive about Amazon will know a lot more about our lives, but in a sense, they'll be able to give us a lot more value with that. No longer are we going to be searching around the grocery store for the one item that our wife or husband asked us to pick up. Maybe Amazon or a future retailer can help guide us to that item. They'll sense what we're looking for and maybe help us get that or help us get something on a great price if they know we've bought it in the past. So my hope is that all this invasiveness is really going to benefit consumers in the future.